And as you're doing that, I'm going to apologize ahead of time, because to introduce my sermon, I'm going to sing to you. Thank you. Because I sing like a camp counselor, off key and loud. Best way to go. But there is no other way to bring the idea to you than to do this. So here's hoping for the best. Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Now these words, which I heard sung by Bob Hope countless times in my youth, inspired today's sermon. This weekend is part of an American tradition of giving thanks to the memory of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. We first usually think of our military, but there are others. Police, lately in our country, teachers, first responders, who in the course of doing their job also gave all, so that we can hold the memory of them and their sacrifice as we hold our freedoms. Now, Mr. Bob Hope used to sing this song at the closing of his tours for the USO in the 40s and through the 60s as he visited the troops in various theaters of war. The song in his lyrics is a bidding goodbye to a lover through witness to all the wonderful reflections. And for many, it felt a bit like a eulogy for uncertain times. Now, the words of the song have an interesting history. They were written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin in 1938, and it's been recorded by dozens of named stars. Martha Tilton, Bing Crosby, Sarah Vaughan, Rosemary Clooney, Frank Sinatra, I've already lost the young people, Rod Stewart, and even to Fallout Boy. There we go. Each artist changed the lyrics to their own interpretation or style in a way very few traditional songs have had. But every single song has always held the concept of naming those things most dear that may also be being said goodbye to. Birth, death, life, it's all a part of our memory chain. Just like we saw our chain in front of us today. Words and ideas passing through, all through different ages. It's what gives us meaning, information, purpose, and inspiration. And like all things that are human, it has beautiful flaws. And we saw that today. There is a TV show called Everybody Loves Raymond. Anybody familiar with it? A few? Okay. If you're not, bear with me. And in this TV show, there was a great episode where the title character, Ray, has a brother named Robert who gets married. Everything goes wrong or has horrible results at this wedding. And in his best man's toast, Ray tries to put a positive spin. And he does this by saying that the way to deal with the day is through editing. He goes on to say that in his life, it is how he has taken care of many memories, editing. And he finishes the toast by asking his brother and all those present to keep the good ones, that in editing you're allowed to keep your good ones. And so that was his charge. And it worked for when you don't want to remember the bad memories. Sounds almost like a bit of a you right relations way that we hold both and. Too often in history, though, both big and personal, we are moved to edit, to hold only the good ones. And there's some good reasons for this. Could be recovery, sanity, peacemaking, And there's some bad reasons for doing that. Oppression, suppression, supremacy, hatred. Seems to me that public memory should be devoid of any editing and should be allowed to stand with both and. Lately, it seems we are spending a lot of time revealing memories of late, of our nation, of our world, even of our faith. And all of these carry histories that have not always been revealed or told with integrity. Our personal histories are always ours to own. But how much richer is the road of memory when it is allowed to breathe into full awareness and to be held for all its blessings and lessons? Okay, that's kind of deep. Let's try something a little more personal and fun. Our ushers, if we haven't done it already, are going to bring around balloons for you all. So as they're doing that, here they come. Some people may have already received them. Let me tell you what we're going to do with our balloons today. I spoke about breathing life into memories. And in a few moments, as you get your balloons, I'm going to invite you to think about the memories that you're holding right here and right now. We did a little memory prep in our first reflected activity. But I would like you, as you're thinking about whatever those memories may be, to take your balloon and, using your breath, breathe those memories into air, into your balloon. And when you finish, just hold on to the neck of it, because there's one more thing we're going to do if or before we tie it off. So, as the balloons are coming about, I invite you, blow your memories into your balloon. When you reach a place of comfort with what you want to have in your balloon, just hold on to the neck of it. And there's going to be two things I'm going to invite you to do if you so choose. Some memories are hard to hold on to. Some memories we would like to edit. And so if there are any that are in your balloon that you have breathed out that you would like to release or to edit, I'm going to invite you, just holding the neck of your balloon, let them go a little bit or a lot. It's okay if they make the noise. That's half the fun. Oh, yeah. I'm guessing Schenectady has not ever had this activity in here before. Maybe you have. But if your balloon now holds the memories that you want to hold for this morning, I invite you to tie a knot in your balloon. And just hold on to it. Using your hands or whatever it means, tangibly feel your memories as you've chosen to share them in your balloon. Now, there's one more part to this. I'm going to explain it before we do it. These are your memories, and you may hang on to them and hold them. However, just like Liz Lowry employs us in the beginning with our opening words, memories are about sharing. And so without saying anything, I want to invite you to share your memories in a good old-fashioned balloon toss. And what I'll encourage, if anybody wants to, we'll sort of move towards the middle. I'm going to guard the flame. Yep, that's it. We're going to toss them up and pass them about. And while it's fun, we're actually holding up each other's memories and giving them support and care. So if you'd like to share, I'm going to guard the chalice. Those who want to participate can just scooch in towards the middle just so you're closer to each other. And we are just going to toss up and hold up each other's memories. When it's all over, just grab a balloon, and we're going to go back to our seats. And if you would, please, if you are holding a balloon or if one is near you, just pick it up and grab it. We'll conclude this one part. You can take them off the floor. It's fine. Pick them up. We want all the memories to be held. And then please have a seat. You may have gone back to your seat with a balloon different than the one you started. But sometimes that's part of how we share. We pass our memories along. You may have the one that you first started with. And know that as that got passed along, others touched along with your memory, adding their grace and their support to it. And as we go through this Memorial Day weekend, no matter what memories you are holding, which you have released, they are all supported with love and grace by everyone in this congregation and hopefully our world. So be it. Blessed be amen and a women.